DB Road sidewalk bond project.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, members of the board, George Saz has some options for you to consider with respect to the sidewalks. It's well on its way.
Before you go ahead, let me just recognize Michelle.
I just wanted to the staff did a lot of research on the mediation, even though we already had this in our and I wanted to thank them for doing it, like 40 pages of research on what we might do. So I just wanted to appreciate the staff for that.
And I just wanted to recognize George and the Public Works staff. At the last minute, they made sure that flags were put up in honor of Pride this weekend. Through no fault of theirs, they got a last-minute request, and they were wonderful in getting those up, and it was greatly appreciated.
Thank you, George.
Thanks, George.
And Michelle and I were just commenting between us on what a snappy dresser you are.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Very nice. Well, good evening, everybody. I will try to be brief here and provide an update on the engineering design for the Davie Road sidewalk bond project. Let me first quickly say, though, that the Elm Street project just right over here was finished in September, and that now puts us over 4 miles of sidewalk that we have installed. Bids have been opened for Pine Street, and we'll be making an award for that shortly and getting started with that this fall. The design for Davie Road is well underway. In fact, we've obtained at least a little over half of the easements and right-of-way necessary to build the project on the east side of the road. And the east side was selected as it would minimize impact along this project, mostly due to the challenging topography that's on the west side. There's some steep drainage ditches and houses very close and so forth to the road. The plan is to install, let me move on here. The plan is to install a 5-foot integral curb type sidewalk. And for those of you who remember, integral sidewalk is similar to what's been on James, installed on James, as well as what was installed on Elm Street and Ash Street, and minimizes the impact for how far we have to go off the edge of the roadway. So you can see here, this takes from the cemetery from Fidelity Street down to roughly Colson, which isn't shown there, I'm sorry. And then you see Gloss and Circle, and then down to Jones Ferry Road and goes along the apartments. The big question has always been, what was the treatment going to be along the cemetery? And when you look at these slides here, you see the dilemma. Mm-hmm. We have trees that are roughly 4 feet, 3.5 to 4 mm-hmm. feet off the back of the curbs, and then the line for these westerlymost graves is 9 feet from the back of the curb. So initially, we looked at the option of putting back the sidewalk at the back of the curb, and yes, we were looking at the removal of roughly 22 trees. We had the trees assessed. Most of them were Bradford pears. There were some oaks, some maples. Only a couple of the trees were truly nice specimen trees. And we thought that we'd be able to do this, remove, and put some sort of treatment behind it, a fence, something to buffer it. But it certainly wouldn't be as nice as, you know, the existing or different than the trees, because it would be lower and so forth. These trees are causing some issues, though. They are lifting some of the gravestones that are that you see there. So there was basically no room to do this. So we decided to come up with another idea, and we looked at the option of basically, here's another photo as you go further and a little bit further to the south. Same issue along here. You see all the trees that have been planted. And so we worked with a consultant to come up with another idea, and that basically was to narrow the roadway, basically kind of take the sidewalk out around the trees, and we would put it, you can see the curb in, where's the pointer? Here's the existing curb and gutter, and then, of course, the root system is up to the back of this, and then the plan would be to remove this put in the five-foot side sidewalk here. The challenge was whether we could do this without having to rebuild the road, and the grade is such that we can do that. We can do that. Now, what this does, obviously, though, is narrow the road. This section had been paved to Collector Street standards when the apartments were built across the street. So there's this section from Fidelity roughly down to Colson that's 35 feet wide, right, face to face. The rest of the roadway is 22 feet going down the hill and then even going further to the north, and I have some slides to show that. So this was a way of still providing a wide enough area, and compare this to Weaver Street. So we end up with, if you look at the top dimension there, 30 and a half feet face-to-face. Weaver Street down here is 30 feet face-to-face. So which carries...
Weaver Street where?
West Weaver Street, I'm sorry, which is, you know, out here from Town Hall down to Greensboro.
Uh-huh.
Okay. To give you some idea of the comparison. And there we've ended up striping two 10-foot lanes, 5-foot bike lanes. The road carries somewhere on the order of 7,000 cars a day. So even though this is noted as a collector street, it's 25 miles per hour. It's basically built to local street widths, which I think is 20 feet, but it's a little bit wider than that. So this is kind of what we proposed. I've made the comparison for you. I also put in the report, which I can't find here, a summary of the costs and how this would be installing the sidewalk at the back of the curb, resulting in the removal of 22 trees, gets rid of the buffer and so forth. Total project cost then $349,000. Install the sidewalk at the back of the curb, but provide some sort of decorative fencing. And we were looking at kind of a wrought iron kind of thing with some, every 20, 25 feet, some brick pillars or something. But that it was pretty pricey to do that. There really wasn't any room to put much more of a narrow hedge. Just no room for any sort of trees. But it would provide a buffer. And then again, the option of integral sidewalk in place of the curb. Narrowing of the road, but it's something we think we can live with. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's the option of not doing anything. There is sidewalk on the other side, but then it truncates at Colson, right, doesn't go any further to the north. And we considered that when we were, you know, doing this. Ideally, it would have been nice to connect either ends, but when you look at the topography, keeping the sidewalk on the west side was not a good option. Mm-hmm. And
Can you go back a couple slides? Because there's a right there, actually, that's perfect. It really shows what the problem is on the right side. You see how it drops away into this swale in a way that way that
actually,
the amount of land you would have to build up.
Yeah, I've got a better picture here.
Okay.
Hang on a second. Here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can see
that. So there's about three properties, mm-hmm, and the houses are very close. The houses are close on the other side, but you look at the topography with the houses being higher, we can build that without creating another drainage issue.
Exactly.
And a
the
few
drainage
other things.
Would be
so easier to cut in a little bit than to fill in a bunch.
Yeah, to do this, you know, this would require a pipe. The hedge would be gone. We'd be buying there's a fence there, I believe.
It would be a mess.
And there's several properties, and as you go further to the south, there's a couple of properties also that are very close. More trees. The other side we've been able to do, and we've been negotiating with all those people, and again, we've obtained most of what we need.
And that west side slope, you know, slopes beyond where those houses are, too.
The west side.
The properties all slope, mm-hmm, west.
Yeah, it's all draining off, mm-hmm, to the west there.
Yeah. And here, looking further to the north, you can kind of see from this that extending it on the east side is on the right side, mm-hmm, here, the cemetery side, has a much clearer path, mm-hmm, and probably, you know, if that's ever done, is a better way to go.
Right.
That guy's going to find a new place to park, but...
Yes. So anyway, we basically, because of what we're proposing here, wanted you to have a good understanding of that. before we go ahead and proceed. And I think it's a good solution. We were able to work it out with the grades. We're able to save the trees. It's narrow, but it's still, it ends up 30 feet. It's wider than the rest of what's existing there, so it has that potential.
Great job.
Looks great, George.
Thank you.
Thanks, George.
Mm-hmm. Creative solution. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, is there...
I move we accept the report.
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The matter passed unanimously. That brings us to item D4. That's